Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see you all here. 120 years. What a great honor to be. Now I've been with this church for 4.5 years, officially as pastor almost 1 year now. But I tell you, what a great experience it has been to have been at this church. We have seen growth. We've seen baptisms. We have seen God's hand move on this congregation in so many ways. And it's so good to see you all here this morning. So thank you for being with us to help celebrate this special occasion. I will say, for anybody, if you, we don't pass offering plates on Sunday morning, but they're up here on the table, so just in case you wonder why we don't pass plates, you just bring it up and drop it in this morning if you want. But anyway, I'm not preaching this morning, so hey, we're not gonna be here for half an hour longer. But I do want to start off this morning. You know, I usually have some kind of a funny little joke or story. So this morning I want to tell you about this mother and her daughter. They're driving through the countryside, and this little rabbit come bouncing out into the road, and the mother accidentally hit the rabbit with the car, and the rabbit was laying there motionless on its back, not doing anything. The mother and the daughter frantically got out of the car, and they run up to the front, and they're looking at this little rabbit, and they look down, and the rabbit's not even moving. They don't even see it breathing, and they start to cry, and they start to wail out loud because of what has happened. Well, just right there off the roadway was this farmer's house, and the farmer had his windows and doors open. He could hear their distress. So the farmer come out of the house. He walks up to him and says, "Well, ladies, what in the world's the matter?" And the mother explained to him just what had happened. And she said, we're just emotionally distraught. You know, this poor little rabbit. Farmer says, "Don't worry about a thing, girls. I've got this all taken care of." He goes back into the house, got into the medicine cabinet, picked up his brown bottle, and he come right back outside, took the cork out of that bottle, leaned over the rabbit, and he poured this little liquid onto it. And all of a sudden, that rabbit jumped up on its hind legs and turned and looked at him. And it started hopping off. And then the rabbit turned around and went like that at him. Hopped a little ways, turned around, went like that. And the mother and the daughter were in total amazement what they just saw. And the mother asked the farmer, she said, "Sir, could I ask you, what do you have in that bottle?" He said, "Ma'am, that is hair restorer with permanent wave." So, oh. So if you don't come to church here, this is what you missed on Sunday mornings. So for more great stories and jokes, you have to be here each week. All righty. Well, hard to believe, but more on a serious note now. I've got something I've come up with here that I want to share this from the heart this morning. This is kind of going to be my sermonette. And I instead of reading the scripture, I went ahead and blended the scripture in with it, Psalm 90, verse 1. So I'm going to read this to you. "Today is a very special day as we celebrate 120 years of God's faithfulness at Boscadale Baptist Church. 120 years is more than just a milestone. It is a testimony. It is a testimony that God has sustained His people, provided for His church, and continued His work from one generation to another. The Bible says in Psalm 90, verse 1, 'Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.' And what a fitting verse for this occasion today. For 120 years, this church has stood as a place where people have gathered to worship God, hear His Word, pray together, fellowship together, serve each other, and introduce others to Jesus Christ. When we look back over these 120 years, we should remember those who came before us. There were pastors who faithfully preached the gospel, Sunday school teachers who faithfully taught the word, families who faithfully served, and members who gave their time, talents, and resources so that this church could continue. Some of those faithful saints are no longer with us, but their influence remains this very day. We are standing on the shoulders of people who believed that the work of God was worth giving their lives to. But today is not only a time to look back, it is also a time to look up and thank God. The words of Psalm 126:3 are very appropriate. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. God has blessed us with this church, and He has been there through every changing time, every difficult season, every victory, every disappointment, and all generations of change. And through it all, God has always remained loving and faithful. And finally, this anniversary is a time to look forward. We should never allow an anniversary to become merely a celebration of our past. The same God who was faithful 120 years ago is still faithful today, and He will be faithful tomorrow. There are still people who need to hear the gospel. There are still families who need encouragement. There are still young people who need to know Jesus. And there are still communities that need the light of Christ. So our prayer should not simply be, Lord, thank you for what you have done. It should also be, Lord, use us for what you want to do next. Boscadell Baptist Church does not exist merely to preserve history. The church exists to proclaim the love and the salvation of Jesus Christ. As we celebrate 120 years, may we honor the past without living in the past. May we appreciate those who came before us while preparing the way for those who will come after us. And Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Our confidence is not ultimately in buildings, programs, traditions, or even people. Our confidence is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today, with grateful hearts, we say, thank you, Lord, for 120 years of Boscadell Baptist Church. Thank you for every pastor. Thank you for every member. Thank you for every visitor. Thank you for every family. Thank you for every prayer. Thank you for every soul reached. Thank you for every life changed. Thank you for every trial that brought us closer to you. And now, Lord, we give you the future of Boscadell Baptist Church. And I want to say something real quick, a little sermonette type thing. This church started 120 years ago. It was a group of people that had a vision. It was a group of people dedicated to serving God and doing what His will was. And I can guarantee you that the people who gathered together, they prayed together, they sought the Lord together, and they worked together through some of the most difficult times to make this church exactly what it is today. But it wasn't by their own merit. It wasn't by their power or their doing. Everything that Boscadell Baptist Church with started by the moving of the hand of God, and He put this church here on this hillside. It has been a lighthouse to many who wander in darkness, and it still is today a lighthouse to so many people that drive up and down this road, and so many memories that I hear. And I want to say this today, through every member, through every pastor, everybody who has ever served, even up to this point today, Bosque Dell Baptist Church family, we need to have the vision still. We cannot lose what God put upon us to do. He gave us a charge to take the gospel message of salvation and preach it to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have to realize that even today, we still have to give God the glory, the praise, and the honor, because He is the reason that we are here right now, and He is the reason that Bosque Dell Baptist Church will be here until the very end of time. So thank you to everyone that serves in some way in this church. I love my church family. I am so happy and proud to be your pastor, and I look forward to each and every day that God gives us together.